Good morning. My name is Yufang Zhang, and I'm from the Houston City Health Department. I put this slide over here just in case I run out of time. I'd like to acknowledge all the people and the organization, especially Harris County Mosquito Control, because all the mosquito control activities in Houston is done by Harris County. Many of us still remember back to 2012, in U.S., we experienced the largest West Nile outbreak in history, with nearly 6,000 cases and 300 deaths. Texas was the hardest hit state, accounting for one-third of both cases and fatality count. There was no exception to Houston. We also experienced the largest outbreak with 76 cases and 4 deaths in history. Moving forward, while the last 2 years, the nation enjoyed a pretty calm season, in 2014, in Houston, we again experienced the second largest outbreak, with only 2 cases shy of 2012. So what is unique about West Nile in Houston? Because we have everything West Nile needs over there. It's not a question of if and when, but how often. Together, City of Houston and Harris County has a combined population of 4 million in 1,700 square miles. There are 4 bios in the city, with hundreds of miles of open streams. The Texas Medical Center is the largest medical center in the world, seeing 7 million annual patient visits. And Houston Lab serves 17 local health departments. And like I mentioned earlier, Harris County Mosquito Control was established in 1965, so now it's 50 years young. Basic surveillance in Houston is a passive surveillance. But with the introduction of ELR, we encounter highly duplicate reports. Last year, we received 520 reports. Considerable number of reports come in the summer season, though we did observe providers test patients all year round. Based on state criteria, there were both probable and confirmed in both West Nile fever and West Nile invasive. This is a challenge to us, because neither the city lab nor the state lab is able to do the PR anti-test. PRNT can rule out cross-reaction from other arborvirus infections. In 2012, 10 West Nile cases that reported to us were later ruled out by CDC through PRNT. All the investigation in Houston require a phone interview. I'd like to caution all of us, the cases included here both include probable and confirmed cases. Case counted corresponded with positive mosquito pools. In 2014, Mosquito Control reported all 268 pools positive. Historically, Houston and Harris County are in a friendly competition mode every year. We compete each other who has the most case or who has the first case. As you can tell, in 2013, we lost to Harris County because we had 0 case and they have 9 cases. But the take-home message here is, I'd like to emphasize, we have to treat this problem as a regional problem, not as a Houston problem or Harris County problem alone, because mosquito has no boundary. The last comment I'd like to make also on this slide is, even though the case fluctuated over the years, but the fatality we made pretty low. It's easy to see that men are more susceptible to West Nile than female because this is a disease that usually acquired outside your house or your office. So this trend is pretty consistent since we started in surveillance in 2012. In 2014, mosquito control in Harris County accounts for about one-third of the total state positive pools. This is a slide up more from Harris County Control. They also have a poster downstairs, poster number 191. One of the conclusions was a correlation between high number of human cases and in mosquito hotspots. So these conclusions are pretty self-explanatory, but I'd like to emphasize here, One Health approach is definitely the way to the management of West Nile in Houston and Harris County. We have a working group in Houston that includes mosquito control, different local health departments, medical schools, and school of public health. And securing West Nile sample for PRNT testing is important. And finally, believe it or not, West Nile is a preventable disease. Thank you.